listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Double demerits are now in place over the border as New South Wales police look to target a range of offences this Anzac Day long weekend. Penalties will continue up till Sunday, coinciding with the end of the school holidays. Assistant Commissioner Brett McFadden is asking us to do the right thing.
We've intercepted 60,000 drivers over the speed limit. There's 3,700 drivers that are over the blood alcohol limit. And we've got 6,600 drivers that have been detected with the presence of an illicit drug in their system.
Back in Victoria, police have also kicked off Operation Tribute ahead of the long weekend. Officers will be dishing out 40,000 fact cards in a bid to dispel misconceptions about low-level speeding. House prices around the border have fallen over the last 3 months, according to the latest data from Domain. Around Wodonga, prices have fallen around 1.3% compared to the December quarter, homes now costing a median of $580,000. Briefly, 265 Charles Sturt University students graduated yesterday at the Albury Entertainment Centre. A man's been arrested following an incident in Wodonga yesterday afternoon which saw a police car damaged, and roll up your sleeve if you're on the border. That's the message from Susan Lee as flu cases double across the Murrumbidgee Health District. The Farah MP is encouraging all residents to get vaccinated.
There are twice as many flu cases this year than there were last year. Make sure you're protected. It's a great investment in your health this winter.
With both Wodonga sides going at it tomorrow, the Raiders have locked in the services of Harley Bennell. His last outing for Wagunya saw the former AFL star boot 6 goals. Play gets underway tomorrow at 2 p.m, with the Tigers also hosting North Albury. The Hoppers are aiming for their 5th straight win of the year. And briefly, it's still unclear just why the Murray Magpies v Giants clash was called off over the weekend. The umpire put an end to the match in the final quarter for yet reasons unknown.